Cork-based theatre company Kirkadurica have brought their 2017 production The Same to this year's Galway International Art Festival. In it, sisters Catherine and Eileen Walsh play the same woman, Lisa, at two different points in Lisa's life, 10 years apart. And in this tale, Enda Walsh, not related to the two sisters, Catherine and Eileen, as far as I know. Enda Walsh's play is directed by Pat Kiernan and is about that moment when the two sisters meet up. Just Mary McGill went to see it for us and she's joining me now from our Galway studio. Just that basic premise, is that what we're talking about? The same person meeting 10 years apart in her life. That's the premise, Mary, is it?
Yes, it's the same person. And I know that sounds very strange, Sean. And people are kind of going, God, that doesn't say how.
And is the logic justified in some way?
Yes, it absolutely is, because the conceit works. They pull it off. And basically it is about this notion of the people we bring with us, the people that we used to be, the people that we are, the people that we will become. So Enda Walsh talks about, in relation to this play, about him carrying the various versions of himself from childhood through to adolescence through to being an adult and aging. And he calls this process both magical and terrifying. And it is that notion that this play taps into, because both of these Lisas are really unified by a pretty awful experience that they had as a child. And this, in one respect, kind of brings them together, but it also fundamentally pushes them apart. So it's very, very interesting to see how this one person, played by two people at different points in their lives, how their story unfolds in what is a very, very intimate space.
Yeah, now let's talk about that space, because Kirkadurica, famously, you know, it's all about site-specific. And when the play was first performed in Cork back in 2017, it was in a decommissioned Cork prison.
That's right, yeah.
Where are we now in Galway?
We are in a decommissioned airport. We're in Galway, the old Galway airport, which still, you know, when you gather in the foyer for the play, as we did on Saturday night, it still looks and feels very much like an airport, but you can tell that something isn't quite right. And indeed, standing there and gathering for this play, that was exactly the right thing to do, because it had this disconcerting effect. And then we were brought through into this kind of side room, and immediately you're like, well, this isn't a typical theatre at all, because Eileen Walsh, as Lisa, was already in one of the seats in the kind of the central performance space around which we sat, in kind of very comfortable chairs. I was sitting in a two-seater sofa, again, quite unlike the theatre. And we really felt like we were in this residential space. So you had coffee cups and biscuits sitting out, you had magazines, it was a Connect Four on one table. On the walls there were these small televisions, and throughout the play every so often they would come on and we'd get clips of Judge Judy and the countdown clock and, you know, catchphrase.
I'm wondering who was presenting countdown, because Connect Four to a certain extent dates things, although I know people still play a Connect Four, but are we at a very specific spot in time? Is that important where we are?
I wouldn't say too much, Sean. To my mind it was the most recent confection of catchphrase. But really what those shows do, and this whole space, the way it was developed, was give this sense of a very long, drawn out afternoon, counting the afternoon and coffee spoons, as Prufrock did. So this notion of a life kind of suspended in this space, not being able to leave, not being able to move forward. And again, this really speaks to the predicament that the Lisas find themselves in.
And this idea of past and present meeting, you know, which is precisely what the play is about.
Yeah.
It's the story of Enda Walsh and Kirkadurica and Pat Kiernan as well. And indeed, Eileen Walsh, who played in Disco Pigs way back in the very, very early days of Kirkadurica.
Yes, just to give people an idea, I mean, this is really, really coming full circle, because, of course, Kirkadurica, one of the productions they will always be associated with is Disco Pigs from, you know, I think, what was it, 1995?
Yeah.
And it was where Cillian Murphy got his first start, it's where Eileen Walsh got her first start, and it was huge, of course, for Enda Walsh as well. So yes, there's a real sense of a kind of homecoming around this. And of course, Enda Walsh has a tremendous relationship with Galway Arts Festival. I mean, he's had Mr. Man, he's had Arlington, the ongoing Rooms project, which are, you know, updated regularly throughout the festival.
Yeah,
so,
we spoke about them the other night when we were in Galway.
Yeah, so there's a lot of interconnections here in terms of the Irish art scene that's really, really interesting to think about. Yeah.
The reality, I suppose, very often in an Enda Walsh play, I mean, the very fact that you can have somebody 10 years on meeting themselves 10 years previous, that in itself, you know, has a certain quality to it. But narrative mightn't be the most important aspect to what's being put on the stage in front of us. How important is narrative? Just, you know, that straightforward narrative arc of the telling of Lisa's story, because effectively is one story, I guess.
It is effectively one story. And yes, I understand what you're saying in terms of the narrative can sometimes jump and go in different directions when we're talking about Walsh's work, and that can be very effective, but it mightn't be to everyone's taste. What I will say here is that there are moments of spectacular emotion in this, whether that emotion is constrained or whether that emotion is exploding in this intimate space. And really, it is those moments rather than, we'll say, a kind of a standout core narrative that really bring home what this play is about. So whether it is, you know, Lisa saying, the younger Lisa saying in an offhand way about her mother, you know, I wasn't sad one bit, you know, referring to when she dies. I mean, a moment like that tells you so much about a character, right? And immediately you get an impression of what's happening here. And then when they ultimately separate, as they must do, it is that splitting and how this plays out between the two characters that again gives you the sense of what the story is and what the momentum is. So it's not strictly about these, you know, perfectly anointed plot points. It's about the dynamic with the characters.
Between the two aspects of the one person. Eileen and Catherine Walsh, sisters, as I say, performing here, they got the best actress gong. I think they had to share it. Not they didn't have to share it, but they shared it in the 2017 Irish Times Theatre Awards.
Yeah.
How did their performances work for you?
Stunning.
Which is which, by the way? I don't know if I've checked that with you yet. Which is the older, which is the younger?
The older is Catherine and the younger is Eileen. Sean, what's demanded of an actor in a performance like this? I mean, it's so immersive. You're right next to the audience, and the audience is effectively in it with you. And to see these actresses at work, and to see the level of concentration and what they bring to what is a really, really intense piece like this was really something. It was a privilege to be there. They did spectacular performances.
And Pat Kearney's direction, then, clearly he brought out the best in the performances. It worked for you?
Absolutely, and it really worked with the space as well. And I can only imagine the work they have to do around that each time they develop it, for a particular space. Yeah.
One final very important question, actually, Mary. Now, if you had a choice, would you sit there now and have a chat with yourself in 10 and here with your 10 years older, Mary McGill has to say, or would you like to have a little word with your 10 years younger Mary McGill and put her right in a couple of things?
Do you know what? I'd say the younger Mary McGill is a lost cause, so let's go for the older one and see if she's any wisdom to impart, Sean.
All right. Well, good luck with that. Are you back out to the airport tonight then to see if you might meet her there in arrivals and departures? There's something that can be made
Beckett,
of that.
Yes,
can't
very
get
nice.
There with it at the moment, though. That's Mary McGill speaking to us about The Same by Enda Walsh. It's on at Galway Airport as part of the Galway International Arts Festival. There until the 27th, GIAF.ie.